He is no longer dead, but we see, praise God, that him crying out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Praise God, that was a forced endurance. He had to go to the cross. He was compelled to go to the cross. It was compulsory that he goes to the cross, praise God, amen, and die for our sin. But my second point, praise God, is not even less than that. It says that Jesus had to bear the burden of a forgiveless sin. I want y'all to catch that. Amen. He had to bear the burden of a forgiveless sin. Turn to your neighbor and say, now, neighbor, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he had to bear the burden of a forgiveless sin. Amen. You see, the price of sin had to be paid with a death. Amen. We know that because if we look at Romans, the 6th chapter and verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, praise God. And we say that Jesus had to bear the burden of a forgiveless sin. I say that because Jesus could not be forgiven. Can I run that by you again?
Yeah.
Amen. See, Jesus could not be forgiven. You and I could.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Well, welcome. Good morning. Thank you again for tuning in to Telling of His Goodness broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall of Cottonport, Louisiana, telling about more goodness of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give your name all the glory, all the honor, all the praise for what you're doing in and through our lives. Father, we thank you for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you. I praise you for this radio broadcast. I thank you for the station, Father. I thank you for 88.1. I thank you for all the ministries, God. I thank you for letting your word go forth in power and anointing, God, that you would deliver, save, and set free through each and every one, God. I thank you and I praise you and I love you and I give you glory in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. On this week, I'm thinking about Valentine's Day coming up. Praise God. And as I look around, see all the red, the roses and the candy and all the Valentine cards and whatever. I'm so reminded on this week about God is love. Or every day, not just today, but God is love. And the Lord began to bring the scripture back to me. 1 John 4:7-8. Praise the Lord. And God is love. We hear that so much that God is love. Praise the Lord. But 1 John 4:7 reads, praise God, beloved, let us love one another, for God, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Amen. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Praise the Lord. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Praise God. In St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. So the Lord sent his Son Jesus down that we could be saved. Praise God. And I begin to think back to my salvation and when God saved me, when he brought us out of the world, praise God, and we didn't know how to love. We were first fighting and arguing and whatever, but we didn't know how to love. But after the Lord saved us, praise God, the first fruit of the Spirit is love. So when God saved us, and you might have heard that I looked at my hands, they looked new. I looked out, went outside, my husband used to say, looked up at the sky, it looked new. The trees looked greener, the grass looked greener, flowers looked brighter. Praise God, because the Lord had brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise God. How many of you know love expels darkness? Praise the Lord. So when the Lord saved us, we became a new creature. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. So we didn't know how to love, but when the Lord saved us, we began to put on the Lord's love. That the Lord is that agape love, that unconditional love, no matter what. He loves us. Praise God. And praise the Lord. And we can love him too as we learn more about him. Praise the Lord. As he gave me to write the book telling of his goodness, I begin to share about a lot of things the Lord brought us out of. Even on Valentine's Day, I'm thinking about our marriage. My marriage, praise God. How that it was, so I could have titled it Love's Enduring Promise. Praise God, because love was so enduring that at that time, even after we got saved, we had a lot of ups and downs and bumps in the road and couldn't get along and whatever. Praise God. But the Lord came in and saved us. And if you would like to read or hear more about it, my time is limited. If you get the book, you can go to chapter 12. On the chapters 1 through 11, I shared about rough times when my husband had PTSD coming from Vietnam and how with the struggle and work through that. But I thank God for that enduring love. Praise the Lord. And after God came in and saved us, as I said earlier, then we begin to have love for each other. You know, after all that we went through and did and whatever, the Lord will always remind me, because so many times I didn't want to make my marriage work. I want to just leave and walk out of it. But the Lord began to remind me, I forgave you, so you got to forgive him. And then the Lord began to open up my eyes. Don't look at him as he is, but look at him. I'll let you see him through my eyes, that he has a soul, praise God, and love him as if he were someone, a stranger or someone else, praise God. And I begin to practice that and do that and love him like, well, he's my husband, but I can love him like he's got a soul, praise God, and win him to the Lord. And praise God, I thank God for the strength that he gave me to go through those rough times of believing and knowing that as the Lord saved me, then who am I to not forgive someone? And that's one of the attributes of knowing you're a Christian, but not all the time, because some people love, but they're still not born again, praise the Lord. But God wants us to have that love for one another. And that way he said the world would know that you are my disciples indeed, if ye have love one for another. Praise the Lord. So on this Valentine week, remember that God is love. And, you know, we show love by, as I said, giving flowers, candy. I miss my sweetheart. He's home with the Lord, been 4 years. On the 12th, been 4 years that the Lord called him home. Praise God. But he would shower me with candy, flowers, jewelry, cars sometimes, furniture, whatever. And that's what God did when he turned our love around for each other. I mean, at first we didn't have love, but when he gave us his type of love, then we can love in spite of. And truly, the Lord bless us to be married, like when he passed 43 years, praise God. And I thank God for that enduring love. And the Lord will never leave nor forsake us. If we want to do good, God is right there to help us do good. All we have to do is pray and ask him to come in and help us work through whatever situation it may be. So in the book, it's so awesome, on that 12th chapter in Telling of His Goodness book, God gave, it is so beautiful. You have to get into reading how God turned our marriage around, gave us to enjoy some time together. And I entitled that chapter Good Times. Hallelujah. Because we used to go fishing, camping, riding, eating, dining, praise God. And how God can turn your marriage around. He can turn your relationships around, praise God. And that's the purpose of writing the book. And I would that you would get it, praise God. It is so encouraging. I still have to go back and be reminded of God's goodness, that I can make it even through these days and times. So praise God. God is good all the time. And I hope the love of Jesus fills your heart with joy on Valentine's Day and always. Praise God. I have a special announcement. Antioch Baptist Church will be having their Ladies in Red program on February the 20th, 2016 at 6:00 p.m. Saturday afternoon. Praise the Lord. And I would like to invite your listeners to come out and enjoy with us. Praise the Lord. My sister Gail Levitch is sponsoring it, and the congregation. Praise God. And we would like to announce I'll be there. Praise God. I may have a few autograph books. Praise God. And my nephew Dexter Thompson, Dexter Compton of Amazon Baptist Church in Bonnke, Louisiana, and First Union Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana, will be our guest speaker. He's my nephew, praise the Lord. He also wrote the foreword in my book, praise God. So we have to get the book to read. Reverend Dexter's I was so blessed to have him even proofread the manuscript when I was writing. I would run to them, oh, Dex, can you help me read this and see if it's I have the correct spelling or pronunciations. Praise God. And they were so patient out of their busy schedule. Praise the Lord. So please get a copy of your book. You may call me 318-305-6965 or go to Amazon.com or inspiringvoices.com or just follow me on Facebook. I have all the information there where you can download ebook, Nook, through Barnes and Noble. It's everywhere. Just go online and type in Telling of His Goodness. And if you don't have the internet or whatever, just give me a call, 318-305-6965. And like I said, the Ladies in Red will be at Antioch Baptist Church, where Reverend John Cabra is the pastor. And we would appreciate it if you would come out. It's in the country, so come on out, spend an evening in the country with us. Praise the Lord. God is good, and we have special guest musicians playing, our cousin, junior disciples, and other guests. Praise God. So come on out and have a good time. At one time, we didn't have a pastor for about a year or so, but God blessed with a pastor, and the Lord is moving greatly. Amen. That he's adding daily to the church such as should be saved, and it is exciting. Come on out and see what the Lord is doing, but not to see us per se, but to enjoy a night in the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know your soul will be blessed by hearing the message by Reverend Dexter Compton Senior. Praise the Lord, my nephew. Hallelujah. And I thank you and I praise you so much for tuning in on this morning. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. He is doing great and awesome things, even though the enemy try to wreak havoc. Praise God. But how many of you know God is greater? How many of you know love is greater? Praise the Lord. Now about it, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I always say love should be to a Christian as sugar is to cake. How many of you know it wouldn't be a cake without sugar, right? Well, we wouldn't be a Christian without the love of God in our life. Praise God. We could not make it if it had not been for Jesus' unconditional love, that agape love. Don't you love him today? All right. My time is up. Praise God. Call me 318-305-6965. You may even text me. Hallelujah. I had texts. I have calls. And I appreciate you so much. And I got with testimonies of how God answered prayers and healings and deliverance.